It wasn't until my senior year in high school that I discovered my whiteness. A white male friend, who was going out with an African-American student from another school, asked if I wanted to join them on a double date with one of her friends, also black. This was the first time I had ever been invited to venture onto the river of racial consciousness. It was the first intrusion into my whitewashed world. I was afraid. I was confused. I was curious. As for most of my fellow white Americans growing up in suburbia in the 1950s, people of color had existed only on the distant periphery of my social reality. The Amos and Andy Show, Tonto and the Lone Ranger, and clips of civil rights activities on the evening news were my only tenuous connections with the other America. And even these limited images were, of course, coming through several layers of white media filtering, with all the inevitable prejudice, stereotypes, and racism intact. "If someone asks what you think, just say everything is amazing," my husband James told me. "When people are interviewed during Fashion Week in New York, that's all they ever say. Calvin's amazing. Michael's amazing. Ralph's amazing. Everyone's amazingly amazing." Enlightened by this sage advice, I took off for Delhi. Textiles are one of India's biggest industries, and the country is a major producer of cotton, silk, and jute. With a population of 1 billion people, Harmeet explained, even if everyone in India buys only 2 new items of clothing a year, and each garment on average takes 2 meters, though a woman's sari takes 5, that's 4 billion meters of fabric that must be made. Much has been written about Trinity and the profound effect it had on the Manhattan Project scientists. The explosion itself was stunning and breathtaking, and, as noted in Warren's letter, much more powerful than had been expected. The blast of the explosion was estimated to have yielded a force of 20 kilotons. William L. Lawrence, the New York Times journalist who was handpicked by Groves to observe and ultimately report on the Trinity explosion, described the spectacular display of the detonation in religious-like terms. "And just at that instant, there rose from the bowels of the earth a light not of this world, the light of many suns in one. One felt as though one were present at the moment of creation, when God said, 'Let there be light.' About 100 seconds after the visual spectacle, there came a thundering boom, which Lawrence described as the first cry of a newborn world." "I don't eat fruit," one woman announced, sounding aggrieved, as if I should have known. "Ain't it got no mayonnaise?" another guy asked, grimacing at the Asian coleslaw made with an orange raspberry vinaigrette. I greeted these comments with an abundantly fake smile, trying not to take them personally. This was difficult, since, as a chef, to have one's cooking rejected is very personal.
"Where's the cake at?"
a bearded guy demanded. "Please try the apple cobbler, won't you?" I said. "You'll like it, trust me." He refused my offer and walked away, his face scrunched up with distance. Feeling like I was sucker-punched, I looked up at Sister Liguori, who was still standing at her office window above. She caught my eye and smiled. "If you took the DNA from just a single cell in your body and stretched it all the way out, it would be about 6 feet long. And according to our best research, there are about 37 trillion cells in an average human body. So, if you lined up the total amount of DNA in your body, it would be over 46 billion miles long from end to end. How far is that, you ask? To give you a sense of scale, it's about as far as you would travel if you took a round trip from here to the sun, 250 times. That's how much DNA is in your body. And yet, it's actually stored in a space smaller than the human eye can see. How is this possible? Knots. Your DNA is coiled up in knots, just like the ones we've been discussing throughout this chapter. In fact, some of the enzymes in your body exist for the sole purpose of untying and reattaching DNA molecules to change them from one kind of knot into another. Do you realize what this means? Right now, your cells are tying and untying knots to keep you alive. Your continued existence depends on knot theory.